Welcome to newcomers and old comers. And be comfortable. Clock all the little square. Hey, Ron. Nice to see you. Clocking all the little squares. We're all sort of converging weirdly on a bigger square. All right. Really nice to see you all. And when you're ready, feel comfortable, you can close your eyes if that's comfortable. You don't have to, but somehow it seems to be part of entering the shrine. Welcome into the shrine. Where you don't have to do anything. Just be comfortable and know that you're not alone. You're with friends who have come sort of for a similar reason, a similar reason. Maybe it has a different name, maybe they would describe it differently, but seems to me that it's probably a movement of the heart. So, convergence of the hearts create a shrine in which we can settle. Once we're settled in the heart, there's not much to do, just letting things be as they please, moment by moment. Life doing her thing. Thoughts and feelings and sensations and all of it, just allowing. Allowing everything to unfold. In a quality that is kind. The shrine is imbued with kindness. I'm telling you. And allowing everything to unfold in a quality of borderlessness. The shrine is imbued with that too, I'm telling you. Take my word for it. See if my word points in the right direction. You don't have to manufacture anything, nor neither kindness nor borderlessness, just know that, or be open to the possibility that everything that is arising in your experience is welcome, inherently welcome, wanted. Whatever it may be. And also know that whatever is arising in your experience, the sound of this voice, for example, it arises in a quality that is pure openness. You can check. Just be open to the possibility, but if you're scientifically inclined, you can go looking for a border to your experiences. You can look for the place where whatever it is that is hearing the sound of this voice ends. You can look for the border of whatever is sensing the sensation of whatever your bodily sensation of the moment is. But I mean, it's quite tiring to investigate like that. So maybe just take my word and see if it does the trick. Of reminding you. That everything arises in pure welcoming and in pure openness. And we really don't have to do anything at all. We can still feel bordered and unkind. If we feel unkind, then so be it. That feeling arises in kindness. That feeling of bordered arises in borderlessness. There's no way around it. Like a loving mother, she really doesn't care what her child is doing. Her child is pouting or tantruming or being very naughty, very smelly, very dirty. She just catches her child in her arms, no matter what. And her arms feel to the child. Infinite. In other words, all is well, no matter what. Now feeling our bodies because, we don't have to get rid of our bodies or our persons. We can know what I'm describing or speaking about. We can still stay as each one of us. It's just that we reconnect with the totality. We come back into the invisible arms. So place your body in something on something soft. Feel your sort of sitting. On her embrace, and it's soft, and you can let go of the weight of your pelvis. And your thighs and legs and feet. And also you can let go of the weight of your arms, your shoulders, full length of your arms and your hands. You can drop your arms, you can drop your legs in her embrace. Only if you want, or if it's easy. Something else may happen. It's more like you're saying, hello, body, legs. Thighs, hips, sits bones. Hello, fingers, palms, shoulders. Hello, hello. As you say hello, it's like you're saying welcome. Look, you're in her arms. And her arms are invisible, they're not physical, they're invisible, they're wide open, earthy, yet insubstantial. And feel your face. Feel your forehead and your eyes and your temples, your nose, your cheeks, your lips. Hello. Whatever presents itself as you hear the words, your forehead, your eyes, your temples, your cheeks, your nose, your lips. Hello, your chin, your ears, your whole face, temperature of the air on your skin. It's alive. It's loud. Breathing, letting your face come to life. Don't feel that you live behind the face. When you're in the shrine, you get to live wherever you like. You can be behind the face, but then suddenly you can find yourself as the open space. And then your face becomes free of being a face. It can become more of a dance. Vibrating dance. Hello, body. I know you could say to your body, yes, I know there's a lot of tension here. Lots and lots of layers, layer upon layer upon layer of life, and life is not always easy. And so when we listen to the body, inevitably, there's going to be some crying children. And so you let the layers of tension surface, feeling that they're surfacing in something really soothing. Why not? Maybe you feel tension in the back of the neck and your shoulders. When you feel the difficulty, come closer. Lend your presence to the difficult place, your tactile presence. Be interested, completely interested, not so much in why and how and what happened, but just in the direct, raw expression. Let it surface completely for a little while. For example, your shoulders, wherever it's unpleasant, come close. And then just opening, available. Yes. 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 And then at some point, come back to the globality of the body. Feel the body as one sort of cloud-like mass of sensations. And then again, another area may call out for some attention. Another area in the body, maybe in your heart, or I don't know, in your jaw, in your lower back, could be emotional, could be physical. You just go like a mother to her crying child. You don't ask, you just go. Just go where the body's calling. And then again, just wherever you've been called, you sit, so to speak, and you listen with your tactile ears. Meaning you say, yes, I want you. You're sort of midwifing the difficult layer into the openness. And you always, at some point, come back to the globality of the body. That's important. You bring your crying child back to the totality. It's maybe the image of Jesus who herds the flock of sheep, and he goes find the straying one, brings her back. See if you can empty the weight of the body in all directions all at once. The body being more of like a cloud now. Just try, because it may not work. It may still be some density, but it's like you're saying, you're whispering to the body, you can feel weightless. When you're in me, when you've come home, then you can feel weightless. There's no danger. I am home. I am openness, borderlessness. You are a cloud in me, and you can spread out, you can dissolve, you can vibrate, expand. And there might be fear, you know, because this is not. It's not a body that the separate self might desire. The separate self might like a body that's quite weighted, dense, a sort of safe home, a safe place for the separate self. And so, as I suggest, the feeling of weightlessness and vibration. You may also encounter some fear or confusion. The mind may come in with some argument. So then you just do the same. You just welcome. See things for what they are. If it's a line of thinking that's pulling you away from the meditation, be very clear that it's a line of thinking, and be very clear that thinking is an experience that comes and goes in the very same borderless, open space. And back to the weightlessness. Feel the coming and the going of the breath. Hello, breath. The in-breath, don't pull it in, just let it feed the body. And the out-breath, without pushing, just a caress of the exhale. Tasting the breath. At the same time, surrendering the breather, recognizing there is no need for a breather. There's just this wave of in-breath, a pause, out breath. Just take the time, because to begin with, the breather is very much here, and there are many layers to the breather. Nobody breathing, just nobody breathing. Just a breath in and out. You can follow very closely with your tactile sense. As if you were surfing the wave, but you know, a surfer doesn't manufacture the wave, he just surfs the wave. So same with the breath. Discovering the breath. The air through the nostrils, the movement of the belly. Yes. Now let's visualize a favorite tree 3 meters in front of your body, or a favorite person, or a favorite animal. And then with the inhale, caressing the tree or the animal or the person from the root, from the bottom all the way to the top, with the in-breath, and then with the exhale, caressing, licking the tree, person, animal from the head, branches down all the way to the roots. Find your own, or rather let the rhythm find itself. Very tactile, very sensual, caressing, licking the tree from the roots to the top, from the top to the roots. Smooth, even. Same substance from beginning to end. Pause at the top, just tasting the quality. And long, smooth exhale, like a wave. And then the pause at the bottom. Different texture, tasting. Tasting everything, no agenda. We're not doing this for any reason. Yes, and now remove the image of the tree or the person. And now just filling the space in front of the body with the in-breath. Emptying with the out-breath from the ceiling all the way down to the floor. Long, smooth. See if you can feel that it's the totality that is breathing, not the separate breather. There's no effort. The breath arises like a gift out of nowhere, and it's filling the space. Yes, and then just let the breath be natural. Tasting the hips, the shoulders. Can you drop the shoulders into the hips? Just try. Can you feel the perineum? The place right at the root of your pelvis. See if you can feel, just see if you can place your attention lightly. It's the area between the genitals and the anus. Sometimes, well, we don't necessarily pay much attention there, so you may not feel anything. Just go gently. Not looking for anything in particular, just saying hello. Now feel your whole pelvis, the volume of your pelvis, the weight of it. Feel that it's like the base for the body. It's an important place, full of life. Very connected to the earth. If you can really, I don't know how to say it, allow that connection of the pelvis and the earth by feeling. Yes, and now just let the body move a little bit. Your eyes stay closed. Maybe feel the spine is being moved from the base, from this base that we've established in the pelvis. You let the spine undulate, and the movement of the spine is created by rippling currents that are happening by magic. The body's being moved by magic. And the breath is free and it's breathing, because if you don't breathe, the body is dead, and you don't want that. You want a living body, and your head is moving with the spine. There's absolutely no right or wrong here. See what the dance of the moment, how it unfolds. Your arms, maybe they want to be moved by these currents too. You could imagine your body in some warm substance, liquid, so there's no effort if the arms float away from the torso. They're sort of carried. Your palms, your fingers. Everything is connected to the open space. So how maybe a plant in water would ripple, and the ripples would go on, rippling. Let your body ripple and be rippled. Let the openness permeate your body, just because that's what wants to happen. And feel you can touch the borderlessness. That doesn't make any sense. Feel your whole body is touching borderlessness. Let the dance. Maybe let the dance become a sort of expression of your heart, like a prayer, but yet don't get too involved in making something pretty. Just Just make sure you know your heart, whatever that means, the heart, your heart. It's very much a part of this rippling, borderless touch movement, heart. And if something comes in that is defined and bordered and has a shape and a feel that is more defined, let it emerge. Sometimes the hands, become very precise in what they're carving. And sometimes the emotional body has a very much of a dance that emerges. The body wants to dance, to stand up, it stands up. Feel the freedom here. See if you can keep your eyes closed so you stay very much with your inner experience. It makes no sense to the mind. The mind may want to get in there and may be trying to think it through. We just come right back into the thinkingness, which is more of a sensation that will take you back into the body. And sometimes it helps to literally, with your hands, feel you're combing your thoughts out into the space. Or shaking your head, or I don't know, just trust the images that may come. And the sounds, and the breath might make sounds, and the voice might make sounds. Hello, body space, borderless movement and motion, density, everything, life, coming undone, not caring what it looks like. Hello, hello, hello. And now, very slowly, we're going to let the body travel back to stillness, not a fixed, horrible stillness, a living stillness, which is the openness. So you are the openness. Just let the body, the arms, the head, the hands, the spine just begin to melt back into you. You're like the sky and the clouds, which were the body, are dissolving in you. Dissolving, dissolving. The head floating on top of the spine floating on top of the pelvis floating on top of the earth. The arms, the legs flowing down like rivers. And all the density and tension that remains, that's the geography of human life, boulders and tree trunks and rubble and plastic even. Yep, I'm afraid so. Just let it all be here. I don't know. It's here. Ultimately, it's made out of the same stuff, stuffless stuff. Very slowly let your neck and your head make a circle. Make it very small. Seem very smooth, slow. And then don't make it, just let this ripple of movement appear in you, and you are the sky, the openness, and there's nobody living in the head. There's just this ripple. You don't have to get rid of the sensation that tells you that you live in the head. You just don't have to believe that it's true. It's just a sensation behind the eyes. It's being perceived by you. And you, that which perceives the sensation behind the eyes. Now the other way. Slow, that which perceives the sound of this voice, the sensation of the eyes, the sensation of I am located in the body, I must be located. No, it's all of that is perceived by something that is not located. Don't think about it. I'm making you think about it, but don't let me make you think about it. Just the head, the neck. Yes, and now let the head, in its own way, find dissolve back into the openness. Headless, be headless. Feel your head is like a sort of helium transparent balloon. Be honest, you can't really find the edges of your head with your sensation, right? So enjoy. There might be a few sensations floating there, but don't create an edge to your head. That means that the thoughts that supposedly live in the head, well, they can swim out into the openness like little fishies. That my thoughts can swim out and mingle with your thoughts. And we don't need to bother with them. They'll have a good time. Okay, and now feel your shoulders. First, raise your forearms off your lap. Keep your upper arms alongside your torso. You can listen to my words. You don't have to look. Just forearms off your lap, hands dripping down, completely relaxed. Upper arms alongside your torso. Empty your shoulders completely. Empty, empty, empty. Drop, 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 drop. And now from the elbows, feel your elbows, and from your elbows, push your shoulders up towards your ears, slow and smooth. So there's nothing happening in the shoulders. They're being pushed up, so it's weightless. Up, 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 up. Make sure you're breathing, otherwise you're dead. Now slowly, slowly, smooth the elbows. Moving back down towards your lap and the shoulders. But you know, they're not really shoulders. It's a ripple of sensations coming down, 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 down. You're the openness. You're tasting this down, 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 down. It goes on and on and on. The shoulders could empty for ages. Empty, empty, empty. Yes. Just pause. You're not doing this for any reason except for listening to this body that is so alive. Now let your forearms come down and let your spine curl round, round your spine, your lower, middle, upper back, round, round, round. Breath is free. No reason to do this. I don't live in the body in this moment. The body lives in me. That means the body lives in me. What? How about the body lives in me? Borderless aquarium. How nice is that for a body? Very nice. Okay, now slowly from the pubic bone, feel a little line of energy beginning to manifest. And then very slowly, without making any effort, feel this line of this flame, this little flame licking the space in front from the pubic bone up. It's licking and it's allowing the torso to elongate very slowly up, licking the belly, licking the space, the middle torso, the heart area, the upper chest, the throat, whole front of the pelvis, sorry, of the torso, licking the space in front, touching, embracing. Shoulders, what's happening in the shoulders? I bet they rose up a bit. What about your face? Can it be a living, alive, licking face, the face licking the space in front? Very sensual. And the whole back body is sort of being caressed by, I don't know, by what? By two big warm hands caressing the whole back body from the back of the scalp head all the way down, tracing the back of your neck, the shoulders, the whole length of your back. So up, movement up in the front body. Down in the back body. Proud body. Not proud like I don't know. Not a proud egoic body. Proud living body. Part of the totality proud. I'm saying silly things tonight. I hope it's okay. I think it's quite, we can be proud when we feel part of the totality. Because wow, what a creation that is. I think we should be much prouder of that than of being some kind of high-achieving individual. Right? You can tell me what you think soon. Okay. Let your legs sink into the earth. Feel the earth under the body is porous. If you feel her hard, it's a projection of the mind. It's a habit. Feel her soft, open. No defense, no resistance. And again, if it feels hard and resisting, it's nothing wrong with that. Don't try to make it go away, but be open to the possibility that it is your own hardness, the hardness of the separate cell. And there, we all have hardness. It's human, it's part of the deal. But yes. Okay, and now to finish, feel your arms. Bring your arms on either side of your lap. And then open your arms right and left, like with your palms facing up to the ceiling, sweeping your arms all the way up with an inhale, gathering the air, drawing your palms together above the body, and then slowly bring your hands down in prayer position. Slowly, 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 slowly down, down, down. And as they come down, they turn to point downwards. And again, we're going to do this three times. So feel your hands moving to the side and with an inhale. It's a prayer. Here we go. Gathering nice borderless kindness and down, bringing it into the body. Down, down, down. Blessing the body. And again, here we go. Down with the exhale, and this time pausing with your hands at the heart area in prayer mudra. Dropping your elbows. Bringing your face down. Bringing your face back up. And let your arms, your hands dissolve back. Don't do anything. Just abiding for a few more moments together in and as this presence. Okay, thank you, my friends. We'll come back in 5 minutes for conversation. Thank you. Welcome back. Feel free. Trying to see if there's new people. If you're new, can you wave? Catherine Fox, are you? Hi. Thought you might be. Yeah. Nice to see you. Okay. Hello, Claire. So we have about half an hour, and it's time. It's a time where you're very free to ask a question or share something that you might have experienced in the meditation, or so feel free, and you can just unmute yourselves, maybe wave before. Doris, I see you. Yes, go for it. Hi,
Thank you.
Doris.
Hi, Ellen. I don't know if I've asked you this before or if I just intended to ask you. I think I just intended to ask you. And what it is that when I sit in meditation and I just feel my body without any agenda, and then the energy starts moving and I start having really strong movements, spontaneous movements. And then sounds come out, can come out. And this happens every time. And so, and it's been going on for quite a long time, years maybe. And it's gotten more intense in the last 10 years. So I just wanted to know what you make of that and what you think of
I don't know.
that.
Is it a problem? Is it a problem for you,
Well, it's
Doris?
only a problem when I'm sitting with people like who sit quietly, like in a room, and that's quite usually the case, actually. If I'm going to be live, and then there'll be people in like Zen type sort of
Well,
thing.
just I guess avoid any Zen setting.
Right, I do have a.
I can't. I can't comment really because I'm not, it's for you to see, to really explore it. And it happens to many, many, many people that there's spontaneous movements and sounds, and maybe it's a release that the body needs to release, and it takes the opportunity, like, oh, this is a good time to release. There's no judgment, no. It's a kind atmosphere. It's a, so the body unwinds. And here, at least you can, right? Because you're not sitting with uptight Zen people. Sorry, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I feel very badly that I said that because I feel very respectful of the Zen tradition. But feel free when you're here to do that, and maybe see what it's like if you try to hold it back. What happens then? Explore.
Do you think it could be a precursor to a Kundalini awakening?
I don't know, Doris. I think Kundalini is a fancy word that we get a bit infatuated with. And so, yes, why not? But what good is that for your mind to know that,
Well, then at least I'd feel like I was evolving, that I
You feel
was
like
on
you're on
the
the right track. Okay, well then let's say yes. It
yes.
is the precursor to Kundalini awakening.
Yes,
In
enlightenment
other words, I
speaking.
just want to say it's good. It's good. It's about freedom. It's the body unwinding. And if it's energy, I've never had a Kundalini awakening, so I don't really know. You'd have to ask somebody who knows. But I do know about energetic phenomena, sort of spontaneous energetic phenomena arising. And to me, I mean, it's seems to me that if it's arising, it's arising. You just as simple as that.
Right.
And in this exploration, we are in a way perceiving the body in line with the understanding that it is not separate, the body. And the conditioning that makes us feel a separate body and believe in a separate body is tremendous, tremendous. I mean, it's an amazing thing, this conditioning. So when we explore the possibility that the body mind is not separate, when we explore that possibility on a tactile level, and the body gets a little taste, and it can be explosive for the body. Yes, but that's so. But you don't need to, you see, the mind doesn't need to be concerned with it. We don't need to make up fancy stories about Kundalini awakening. Just let the body do its thing. You can be sure it's moving in the right direction in this context. I mean, there are other contexts where if you found yourself shouting and screaming and moving in sort of inappropriate way in public spaces, then we might be concerned but that's not what you're describing at all. You're describing, hope that helps.
Thank you, Ellen. It does.
Thank you, Doris. We've got a very cute doggy with us.
Yeah, hi. Yeah. Wanting to
you're trying to ask
trying to join in, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it's the first time I've come to one of your gatherings at the Shrine Room, and yeah, I just wanted to really thank you for the, I don't know, there's an intensity and a real playfulness, and it reminds me, I don't know if you've listened to her, a woman called Clarissa Estes Pinkolas, who she wrote.
I love her.
Yeah. But you're open.
Many of us love her here.
Yeah, she is to be loved. And yes. She did a whole series on the joyous body and conscious aging.
Oh, I don't know that series. I'll have a look.
Yeah, she did. She released three sets of CDs, which she saw as the culmination of her decades of work as a storyteller and a Jungian analyst. But anyway, I just, because I'm such a fan of hers, it was just so beautiful to be welcomed into the Shrine Room. Because it reminded me, she does a welcoming. She does a welcoming around the fire.
Okay.
And she says, welcome to the Scar Clan, still here, still standing. And welcome to the Scar Clan, still here, still standing. And yeah, I guess that's what.
That's lovely, lovely. Yeah. Welcome to the Scar Clan. That's, I love that.
Scar Clan, Scar.
Oh, Scar Clan, even
yeah.
Better.
Yeah, well, welcome. Yeah,
I think love some, that. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Still here, still standing.
Still standing.
And it's a welcoming around the fire.
Lovely.
And it was really beautiful, Ellen. Thank you.
Thank you.
A good
welcome back, Catherine. Come
yeah,
back.
Still here, still standing.
The Scar Clan. Definitely, this is a Scar Clan.
Yeah. So I just wanted to
how
say
did you how did you find how did you find it?
I'm not quite sure. It's like something popped up on my feed about Francis Lucille and his talks at Steiner House. And then, as is the way with this magical computer box,
yes.
You know, it
can be like an oracle, right?
It Very much like an oracle. And one thing kind of led to another. It wasn't a conscious kind of tracking of anything.
Love.
And your name came up. And yeah, I've been to some of Rupert's retreats. And I met you once very briefly at one of the retreats. And you smiled. I tell you, I was having. It was horrible.
Oh
I hated every moment of that retreat. Every
no.
moment. Well, apart from a few of the talks that Rupert did, I hated how everyone was so friendly with each other and like just, and I remember
No.
I kind of passed you on the upper landing and you just smiled and it just made me think of how something that we do just has such ripple effects. We never know. But I think you smiled and I felt like that smile was so genuine. Yeah, I trusted it, whereas everybody else I just wanted to keep at arm's length. So yeah. Anyway, that's a bit all around the
Well, we
houses,
better not
but
be too nice here, otherwise you're gonna leave us. We're not so nice here.
oh.
No.
No, I left that retreat vowing I would never, ever, ever, ever do another retreat, ever. And I've been true to my word so far. So, yeah, but that was beautiful and not what I expected. I was so glad it wasn't a bloody yoga class. I was so grateful for your playfulness and your expansiveness and your
I can be
intuition.
more serious, so beware. You'll have to see next time if you come back. Maybe you'll,
Yeah,
but
but you,
you're very,
yeah.
it's very refreshing how you're expressing yourself.
Yeah. Well,
Thank you for coming.
you've blown your cover. I think whatever comes next is just say, who knows?
All
But
right, I'm
anyway,
glad to hear.
thank you. Thank
Thank
you.
you. Nalini, are you, is it your first time? No, I think you may have been once before.
Yeah, I've been once
Yeah,
before.
yeah. Nice to see you again.
Thank you. It was lovely. And just as Doris mentioned, I have been having these I don't know what to call it, yeah, energy release or whatever, and it increases over time. But I think
Does it?
but as you said, I think it just happens. I don't think I can control it because I cannot suppress it. It just happens. So
That's right, yeah.
always happens only when, as Doris mentioned, when you're meditating or when you're in a space where you are with people who you are comfortable with, has been my experience. And as I said, I've not questioned why or what. So.
I think it's quite special in a way. Well, when things occur spontaneously and defy the control of the mind, it's always quite special, isn't it? There's something about it that's, I don't know, that's saying, well, there's something else moving us, moving, So those moments are palpably an expression of the invisible mover. It's a, you've got nothing to do with those movements. And some people, I guess, they have these spontaneous mudras, or the movements sometimes are very precise. And I don't know in your case or in Doris's case, but and we you know we don't need it doesn't matter in the end. But I don't know. I think it's the goddess myself. I know that Claire would agree with me. It's the goddess moving through you. Did you want to say anything else, Nalini?
No, apart from the fact I enjoy these sessions, and it's lovely, and it's nice.
Nice to have you. Nice to have you.
Can I say something?
Yes. Hi, John.
Hi. It's the third time we join, me and my wife.
Yeah.
Marianne. It's the first time I dare talking. Because I just realized something. I'm going to be quick. When I was 19 years old, now I'm 53, so it's been a while. I spontaneously went through a weird experience when my body dissolved into the room, and I was relaxing in bed, but I had this experience of as if my body was melting, or more like turning into bubbles, small bubbles who were popping away. Anyway, I freaked out and ended up at the emergency room because I thought I was dying or going crazy because I had difficulty finding my body back, and I wasn't high. I wasn't smoking anything. But when I described the event to the nurse, she said, "What drug did you take?" And she couldn't understand. I went to psychiatry. They gave me pills and that I didn't want to take. But it started to happen more and more. And it was very scary. And I was having panic attacks. But then it started me on the... I managed to control it in some way, like recreate. I felt like I was recreating my body by probably tensing inside of me. I don't know. And I remember walking down the street and repeating, "This is up, this is down, this is left, this is right. I am here." Constantly talking, because I thought I was going crazy and I didn't want to end up at the hospital for a long stay. But this started my spiritual, you know, search. I started reading Krishnamurti, the Zen, and the Adhyatma Yoga, and all that stuff. And now I'm in Cyprus, because now we're Sufi practitioners. You see, all the I went very far.
I can see from your little hat that you're a Sufi practitioner, which is perfect because it feels like it's bubbles, you know, I feel like bubbles. It just feels like, you found your tradition, or it found you eventually.
Maybe. I don't know anymore. I changed so many times. I don't want to say anything.
Okay. Yeah.
but I always thought that what if when it happened to me, this spontaneous event, probably caused by grace because I wasn't a meditator or anything. Not probably, but certainly caused by grace. What if I would have known what to do at the time? What if I would have been guided by, you know, a teacher, someone? This was probably because I read Eckhart Tolle, and it sounds a lot like what he is describing in his book, you know, his awakening experience. But he heard a voice telling him to let go, but there was no voice. My own voice was telling me to panic, you know.
Well, you were lucky because I think many, many people who end up in psychiatric wards have something like that. But then the mind is not stable enough. How could it be if it doesn't have a context or if there's no teaching? So the mind can really lose its grip. I mean, it's terrifying.
Especially when your mother, your father, everyone around you is afraid, you know?
Yeah,
they send you to give you the feedback that there's something wrong with you. And But now I'm realizing after the third time with you, that's what I want to conclude with.
But in your case, it was a spontaneous awakening. I mean, I think, here we sort of it's more gentle, I guess, here because it's not moving us, exploding us, or dissolving us into bubbles. I mean, it could. I guess it could at any moment.
And I'm realizing that's what we're doing, but consciously.
Yes.
But what also what I like is that I feel that it's gentle.
Yes.
I'm not scared. I know that it's like, if I'm afraid, I'm freaking out, I can wait, I can go back, I can start
right,
again.
Right.
But I think it's working for me.
Yes.
Because I relax, I can feel
yes,
it.
Yes.
Because
yes,
I reach something very deep, close to the spine inside of me that is very, very hard and doesn't want to let go.
Yeah.
And I can never.
No, you can't make it. And it's just this very gentle, loving message that we're sending to the body mind. Just very, very gentle, tactile message that all is well and all is already, you know, it's all already as it should be. So then, but when we go with that understanding on a tactile level, it's ever so gentle, ever so gentle.
It's like but it has to be.
It has to be. But in some cases, when you have a Kundalini awakening, it's not really gentle. It blows you open. And if you happen to have a context and a holding and a religious, a spiritual tradition, then you're okay. But if you happen not to, then it's not. But that's just the way it seems to go. So it's interesting.
You know, I'm very happy. I want to tell you that, I don't know, I'm happy I found you. And because I was, you know, watching Rupert and even Eric Barret, and Francis, but when it's just intellectual, at some point I don't know, it doesn't work for me anymore.
Yeah.
But when it's the felt sense, this works.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
me, but it's hard to find. And and you guide it perfectly. In my case, it
well,
works.
Thank you. But I mean, I do, you know, these other guys, they also do experientials. But you know, I guess you just find. You find, we
maybe.
Find.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, very lovely to see both of you. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll be back.
Okay, John. Take good care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Coco, we've got Corinne's for the newcomers. The tradition is that the last 5 minutes are given handed to our poetess in residence, who is Corinne, who it's all yours.
I love how we all love being here so much. I love being here. And Ellen, so beautiful the way you said about the breath. I think you said to discover the breath. And you know, so often I find myself, you know, in a way wanting to control my breath, or you know, and it's futile, of course, but this John O'Donohue, this little poem, Fluent, it's called, I would love to live like a river flows, carried by the surprise of its own unfolding. I would love to live like a river flows, carried by the surprise of its own unfolding. And it's like we just ride the breath, like the way you said about the surfer riding the wave, like that was it. Like we just move with the breath, you know, we go along with it, see where it leads, discover it. I love that. So yes, that this sort of unfolding with life, you know, as life, not like us in life and we have to respond to life or, you know, control life, of course not. So anyway, it was beautiful. And just, and this other people have mentioned it, the little bubbles of your, the effervescing of your nature is just so lovely. And there's an innocence that I love so much. And, you know, you said something about be proud. And then we did that beautiful movement, and you invited to lower our face. And that is humility, but, you know, proudness and humility together. You know what the word worthiness comes into it, you know, not entitlement, not like deserving or something. It's no, we're worthy of this life, you know, and all that it includes and brings. And so just thank you. So I did have a beautiful poem, but this poem came to mind. It's from Dana Faulds, who is a yoga teacher. And I think it's exactly, you know, apropos. It's called Allow. There is no controlling life. Try corralling a lightning bolt containing a tornado. Dam a stream and it will create a new channel. Resist and the tide will sweep you off your feet. Allow and grace will carry you to higher ground. The only safety lies in letting it all in. The wild with the weak. Fear, fantasies, failures and success. When loss rips off the doors of your heart, or sadness veils your vision with despair, practice becomes simply bearing the truth. In the choice to let go of your known way of being, the whole world is revealed to your new eyes. So that perfectly leads in to the beautiful poem from Richard Wehrman, and it's called These Mornings. All these mornings are one morning. Over and over, I am greeted by the new day. Who greets me but this self that is yourself? Beauty flows fresh. Mist and light glowing in the valleys. Brilliance of gold breaking through the leaves and branches of the trees. All around me, the treasures of the soul have gathered as beings, as the created newness of the world. If I could ask for any gift to be given to us all, over and over, it would simply be this.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Coco. Feel free to unmute yourselves, friends, and if you want to say hi, bye. Perfect poems always, Coco. Remarkable how they fit apropos, as you say.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Really beautiful.
Well, have a good week, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Lots of love.
Thank you.
See you in 2 weeks, the next one. 2 weeks.
Thanks, Ellen.
Yes.
Bye, Len. Yes. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Bye. Ciao.
Bye-bye.